Discovering God's greatness. The opening verse of the Quran eloquently states, "All forms of praise are directed towards God, the sovereign of all realms." The above verse holds profound significance, as it marks the fundamental point of departure in matters of faith, the acknowledgement of God, the sovereign of all realms. It underscores the importance for believers to initiate their spiritual journey with a deep understanding of God. This sequential approach fosters the development of a sincere religious identity. Conversely, deviating from this order could impede the establishment of such a devout persona. When contemplating the concept of human governance, one might envision a mighty leader, such as a president or prime minister, guiding a nation according to their vision. However, this concept transcends human boundaries and reaches its purest form in God, the sovereign of all realms. God reigns supreme as the ruler of this world, exercising authority over every aspect, whether material or on humanity. Nevertheless, a crucial distinction exists between these domains. In the material universe, God, the sovereign of all realms, holds absolute authority. Conversely, in the realm of human affairs, individuals are granted a degree of autonomy. It becomes a moral imperative for humans to willingly submit themselves to God, the sovereign of all realms, in a state of self-imposed discipline. The establishment of divine rule does not fall within the purview of humanity. Instead, they must willingly subject themselves to divine governance. These principles elucidate the spiritual expectations of a Muslim. While educational institutions may appear to offer religious teachings, they often lack the proper sequence. Schools tend to emphasize rules and regulations, but a profound exploration of the Quran unveils the essence of religion, recognizing the divine, acquiring knowledge of God, the sovereign of all realms, and nurturing the development of the human soul. In the material universe, God, the sovereign of all realms, holds absolute authority. Conversely, in the realm of human affairs, individuals are granted a degree of autonomy.